You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Internationally acclaimed sensory theatre company, Oily Cart, are touring two shows. One called When the World Turns, which is created for disabled children and their adults, and one called Great Big Tiny World, which is for babies aged 0 to 12 months and their adults. With hundreds of real plants, you can watch, hear and feel the world come to life all around you with sounds, scents, music, shadows and sensory objects. We're joined today by Ellie Griffiths, Artistic Director, to learn more about their approach and the productions. Hi Ellie, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi.
So, Ellie, can you give us some background into Oily Cart and your multi-sensory approach to theatre?
Yeah, sure. Oily Cart are a company that have been going for over 40 years, and it was originally created by the founders Tim Webb, Max Alexander and Claire DeLune to make theatre more democratic. So they were really looking at, like, who doesn't have access to theatre yet and how can we follow their lead in, like, ripping up the rules and putting theatre back together in a way that just works for everyone. And what they came to, first of all, from making work for toddlers, was that they began working in this really interactive way so that the shows were really brought to life by the audience, and the audience were never expected to, like, be quiet and sit still. It's still at the heart of Oily Cart. No audience is ever expected to be quiet and sit still. We absolutely love interaction. But quickly what they found is that by working in this sensory way, they started to be demand from another community of people, which was children who are disabled. And they realized at the time in the 80s that there was a whole group of people just not being given any sort of meaningful access to theatre at that time. So Oily Cart at its heart is really about making theatre in a way that can work for all children. So we don't just provide physical access, we provide creative and emotional access to the work as well. And the way that we do that is we use a sensory theatre language, which I think is like as close as you can get to a universal language. So our shows are like a whole 360 experience. There's stuff happening above you, all around you. It really is like entering into an imaginary world, and the experience is for your whole body. So the performers will come close up and they'll use sense of touch a lot. Each character might have a different smell so that you can sense who is close to you at different times. We use a lot of things like surround sound or vibration of sound so that you can feel the music. We like to think in terms of the audience, everyone in our audience having 33 senses, not just the 5 that people focus on the most. So we get really geeky about about using these 33 senses as like a almost like a really broad palette that we get to play with in the shows. So we have some ones like proximity that you might not usually think about, but for our audiences, if they can't see or hear what's going on, proximity is a sense of like knowing when something or someone is coming up really close to you. So for example, in When the World Turns and Great Big Tiny World, there are speakers hanging from these like almost fishing rods, and they float above the audience's head, and the sound comes really, really close. It might be like the sound of flying geese, and it'll come like really close up to someone and then shift away. And we're always making the shows in this way so that no one's ever having a diluted version of the real show. It's just a full experience for your whole body that anyone can access.
It sounds really thoughtfully created, and I'm wondering, alongside the floating speakers, which sound like a real highlight in the show, what are some of the kind of sensory highlights for you in this show?
Oh, well, the big star has to be the set. So we've got 300 living plants that make up the world of the show that the audience kind of are nestled in amongst. What's amazing about that is that plants, it just creates this really responsive environment, because plants, I learned in this show, have more sensory receptors than humans. There's not like one bit for sight, one bit for sound, but they are actually more sensitive. So it's a bit like the show's work anyway. The show is affected by what the audience do. The audience is affected by having all these living plants there. And One of my favorite things is seeing how different people's body language and facial expressions are when they leave the theater from when they went in. And I really think that the plants have a huge part in that. People just seem to decompress and relax. It's like many of us find being out in nature really, really relaxing. And there's something about this show that just has that feeling about it. The environment is like really soothing. We take the shadows of the plants, so it's almost like the plants are climbing up onto the ceiling. And we also play with like water and the sounds and the shadows made by moving water. So I think the highlights in this show is really those like sensory elements that connect with nature and that give the audience that really kind of soothing, nice, relaxed feeling.
And you talked a bit earlier about the philosophy behind Oily Cart. Why is it so important that disabled children get to enjoy theatre experiences like this with their family members or their caregivers?
Yeah, I that's my favorite thing about working in a sensory way. The way that we call it is we use the term rich inclusion. So from the very beginning of making our shows, we think about people who have the most barriers to access first, and then we kind of like build out from there. So we never end up with the problem at the end of like, oh no, how do we make it accessible for this group of people or this group of people? It really is like we're really committing from the very, very beginning that this needs to work for everyone. Languages like touch, that's a universal language. We all respond to touch. I think there's a quote that says, touch is our first language and our last, and it always tells the truth. So it's kind of a perfect language for theatre because it can communicate in such a nuanced way, like feelings and an atmosphere. So what I love about the atmosphere of an Oily Cart show is that there's room for everyone. Like in the theatre, we talk a lot about it being a communal experience. But what that can often look like is people all acting in the same way because they think they have to. Whereas at an Oily Cart show, you might see audience members lying in the middle of the stage. You might see them like pressing their whole body up against a big bass speaker to get that full vibration of sound. You might see people like dancing in the middle when they really like a tune that's going on. There's just no right or wrong way, well or truly. And all of my favorite moments from working with the company are the unexpected ones where someone is just fully being themselves, but we're all being ourselves together. And that rubs off on the performers, and you see the effect on them that they let their guards down, and you get these really authentic moments of like human connection. It's a really special thing to be. It's like, I see it as like a mini world where the rules are reset and the world's restructured in a way that can just work for more people and doesn't always need to be changed or adapted, or, you know, that you get a diluted version if you've got this access need. It's just fundamental.
And for other theatre makers or for other production companies, what is one major change you'd like to see them make to make their theatre experiences more accessible and more equitable for everyone who is there?
I think what I'd really like is for people not just to think about physical access, but to really think about the heart of their production and from the beginning, just rather than having people like themselves in mind when they start to create their story or create their world, just to be aware that there are groups of people who communicate in completely different ways and who have different perceptions of the world, even just that awareness. So when you're thinking about what stories are going to be relevant or what words to use, what languages to use in your performance, I think what I would really like to encourage theatre makers to do is not just to be stuck on the two languages of sight and sound and to always put words at the front, because words are an amazing way of communicating, but they're limited. And actually, beyond words, like I said before, there are just so many more colours to paint with. So I see sensory theatre not as specialist, but as like really expanding out and just opening up your creative practice in a way that's just so fun and exciting.
Absolutely. And for people that want to come and see When the World Turns, you have multiple different locations and dates available. So where can people come along?
Yeah, well, When the World Turns, which is for disabled children and their families and adults, is on at Battersea Arts Centre on the 25th and 26th of September. And then we move on to the Midlands Arts Centre in Birmingham, where you could also see the version of the show called Great Big Tiny World that's for babies. We're going to Nottingham and Burnley and Ipswich and Somerset. So hopefully we're a bit across the country, so it would be really great to fill up those seats and for as many people as possible to experience the world of it.
And where can people learn more about your other productions and what you've got coming up next?
Yeah, you can follow us. We're on Instagram or Facebook at OilyCart, or you can look at our website, which is www.oilycart, which is oilycart.org.uk.
Well, thank you so much, Ellie Griffiths, Artistic Director of OilyCart, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Such a pleasure. Thank you.
You can see the production first on the 25th of September at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. as part of Liberty Festival, the Mayor of London's flagship disability arts festival. Search Liberty Festival 2025 to learn more.